right, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Mara, could you please determine a quorum?
Yes, Sarah Holmgren.
Here.
Kari Peterson.
Here.
Carrie Case is excused. Katie Holland.
Here.
Nicole Olson.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to approve September 16th, 2025's agenda. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Nicole. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next, we'll move on to our student presentation. The Midcoff Middle School Robotics will present about their trip to Boston, which was in June, for the national first Lego competition. So we welcome you. When you come up, could you introduce yourself for people that are listening on the radio?
Hello, I am Camden Johnson.
I'm Jackson Kendall.
I'm Andy Mihai.
And I'm Neil Lombard.
So we have a slideshow, and then they were just going to share one of their highlights. We can flip to the slideshow real quick. It's, you have to crane your neck. It's got front row seats. So the first thing, they took a red eye in. The first thing they did was we went to the, it's the New England Aquarium, and right there in downtown Boston. And we were able to get really good views of the aquarium because we got taken behind the scenes. There was a friend of a friend of Grant Trask's got us the hookup to take us. We saw all what was involved with these really large aquariums. It was very interesting. There's more of the aquarium. Next thing we did was just a quick tour, a boat tour of Boston Harbor. Lots of history there. Some tired boys after an hour of boating were asleep. Paul Revere House was the next tour we did, and we showing some different Paul Revere sites around town. This is a high building. We got a good view of Boston. So that was all our touring before we went out to Worcester. That's our dinner there the first night, important stuff there. And then the next day we started, we set up, and this was the actual competition. So a lot of the time we were at our table. Different people would go around to the different tables, and just we had somebody there explaining what our project was about with the submersible. And we did have a few things from the Chamber of Commerce, some little pins. Those were very popular. We ran out of those really quickly because they pass out pins from different places, and this was a popular one to have, the Alaska pin. There's the submersible. And then at the same time, the boys were working on the practice tables, refining their programs, working with teams around the world. This is the actual competition floor, some of the many different countries that were represented. And then other tables from other countries. These were Spain, group from Wisconsin. Minion style. Mm-hmm. Japan, yeah. This is a team from Japan. And some of the places they traveled from the United States, and then flags showing just the countries around the world that people came from. And they, you can see the buttons on the shirts, so they exchanged buttons. Oh. And that was what our buttons were. People, one of the Alaska ones, and they'd go around and collect them from different teams and just meet other kids. You see our robotic shirts they're wearing now, and then the waffle shirts, that's the from the competition, which is the one I'm wearing too. Little party afterwards. And then here's a quick video of one of our competition runs, the first part, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Let's see if I can get it to load. Mm.
I
see they launch it and then just have to follow the program. Hope it does everything they want it to do. This was a pretty good start. And the whole team, coaches. So we'll have the guys now tell one highlight of the trip.
My favorite highlight of the trip was us going on the Paul Revere tour and just getting to like walk around in his house and see all the sites that he was involved in.
So my favorite thing we did was probably the aquarium. I think that was really cool to see like all the different animals and how they maintained those and just every all the varieties and like different stuff that they had there. That was pretty cool.
My favorite one was probably just like seeing all different teams from different countries and states. That was just really cool.
For me, I think it was the like up top sky view, because I mean we had all these like smaller tours, but just to see it all from above was really cool. I think we all just wanted to say thank you to the community as well, because we would not have been able to get there without you guys. And also a special shout out to Susan Holmes and Karen Rosebold.
Awesome.
Any questions?
Were there any other teams from Alaska?
No, there was not at the national competition.
It looked like you had the same program, like the other on the other side of the table when you guys were competing in the video. They had the same program. Is that what happens? Is it, then you
well,
have to try and.
They have similar programs.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do the same tasks as us.
Okay.
They just have different ways they do it.
Okay.
Which is a cool aspect. You get to see how other teams solved.
Okay.
The problems that we were trying mm-hmm. to differently.
Nice.
And how many teams were there competing?
106 or
107
wow.
teams from 45 countries.
Wow.
Wow.
How many, I'm sorry?
107 from 45
okay.
countries,
wow.
yes.
Wow. Yeah. Is it held in the U.S. every year, or does it move around?
There's,
do you know?
I mean, there's like multiple competitions, I'd say. The one we're at is more like established and it's older, and that one's held there every single year.
And there's like six main ones that they like advertise like under like First Lego League, and there's one I think in Africa, one in Greece, and then the other four in the U.S. There's one in Houston, one in California, and then one we went to. And
I think there's one in Florida as well.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So this was a part of middle school robotics, but these guys are in high school now, so what happens to the team? Do you guys get to still do something as a organized group? That's it.
They're the mentors now.
Okay.
So a lot of what they learn, we want them to pass down to the younger guys, and they've actually preserved their robots so they can show them as a starting place some of the things that they've learned, and takes that sort of built up knowledge over years to really, really be competitive at these levels. Mm-hmm. So it's good for them to pass the information on.
Very cool. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing that with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So that was our middle school robotics team. All right, we'll move on to our student representative report, and I think we have.
Hello. Oh, is Heidi here?
She is. I see her in the back. Hey, welcome, Heidi.
Hello, I'm Heidi Brantuis. I am the current school board rep for the ASB. The ASB, we did elections last school year, and so the new ASB had our first meeting last week. I go to all the meetings, and they establish their positions within the board. Don't ask me, I don't remember who is who, except for Rebecca Midkiff is the president of the ASB board. And elections for school board rep, which is my position, will be held, I believe, next week. And I believe they will be held during advisory. well, that would be the time I would assume. That's really the only time they can be held. And something that the ASB is doing is we are changing how the spirit reps are formatted, as in we will have no spirit reps. All posters will be created by either the team or people who want to make posters for the team. This is due to inconsistencies in how spirit reps have been performing over the past few years, and we don't want people to get mad at the ASB anymore, so it's all on the teams now. And there have been really no major announcements. We're still just kind of getting in the swing of things. So,
thank you. Any questions for Heidi? So we may or may not see you next month?
May or may not.
Okay.
Depends on how elections go.
Okay. Well, thank you for serving if you aren't in that position again. All right. Next, we'll move on to Leanne. Welcome. She's going to give us a comprehensive literacy statewide development grant overview.
Hello, thank you. It's very exciting that we have received the CLSD grant. This is my fourth year with Petersburg, and with CLSD, we entered in a new position this year. So thank you for supporting me being the district literacy coach. It's definitely my honor to serve in this capacity as I finish my admin degree. So a lot of people have asked, we use a lot of acronyms in education and it can be kind of confusing, but the CLSD is a federal grant that the Department of Education has funded to agencies that applied for improving literacy skills from birth to grade 12. This grant greatly differs because we are able to impact preschools and even homeschool families with best practices for literacy. And so that's really exciting. So right now we have three CLSD goals. The first goal is evidence-based practices, just a core requirement using research-backed, research, science of reading research materials and curricula. And you guys would know that as the science of reading. Our second goal this year is just continue our multi-tier support that have created support and universal screeners and benchmarks and progress monitoring for those students who are at least one grade level behind in tiers 2 and 3. And one thing I love about this grant is now we are able to reach out to the early childhood programs, and our goal ultimately is to have a common literacy language among the whole district, including our preschools. So when students are learning how to learn letter sounds, and how even in middle and high school, when we're learning how to decode words using morphology, is it a Greek word, is it a Latin word, is the prefix or suffix, what is the base, and that will help them determine the meaning of the word. If we're doing that across the district, because we're really all literacy teachers, regardless of whether we're Dave in the shop or whether we're Jill Lonhart teaching ELA. So that's pretty exciting to incorporate the preschools as well. So some of the things, the biggest thing that I love about CLSD, if it's not just working with the preschool, is the family engagement. Because with the funds that are being provided, we are gonna be able to do home literacy kits for our families in the area, and also be able to have literacy information nights and different things. We are starting on our website to where it will have separated by the age bands, and Miss Grace Wolf is actually making the logos for us now, because we want the website to have a local appeal to it. So she's drawing the graphics for us. But parents will be able to click on that picture and then they'll be taken directly to resources that will help them help their children in any literacy area. So far, this is what we've done. We have been able to purchase Boost. It is with Amplify. It's an additional support for all of our students. We had it last year in K-5, and we would use it for after school support for students that were struggling. And so this year we were able to purchase that through grades K through 8. And then we also have purchased Dibbles Benchmark and Progress Monitoring this year for middle school. And then a part of that also is purchasing Science of Reading literacy materials for the area preschools. We have a literacy celebration night coming up that will be the same night as the elementary parent-teacher conferences, where the parents and families can come and we're gonna have a great time. I don't wanna give away all the secrets yet because we're still in the planning phases of that. Then we are collaborating with Kari from the library and KFSK, and they interviewed me today, so you're gonna hear an interview and a lot of details about the grant next week. We are beginning a fall district-wide reading challenge called Petersburg Vikings Are Falling for Reading. And we have lots of different prizes and challenges based upon the age bands, and so even appealing to the high schoolers. We also are doing very intentional PLCs this year for us as a district, including at times some of the preschools, so that we're able to get together and talk about that common literacy language that will support all of our students. And then the teacher coaching is already taking place. So if we have new teachers that have come into the district, or teachers that are new teachers in general, we provide a coaching modeling with them to where we're able to go in and encourage best literacy practices with them by just collaborating with one another and just working on visible learning and just making sure that we are using best practice in all our classrooms. We're also, I talked a little bit about the website, we also have a team. And so we had teachers were able to fill out applications, and this is the team that is supporting me with a stipend, and we are meeting once monthly. And that team member includes for elementary is Jolie Norman and Aaron Hofaker, and in the middle and high school it's Stephanie Powick and Jill Lonhart. So also we have can celebrate tonight because I went to the training in Anchorage last week and met with Marzano Research, and so got more information about how we're tracking the progress of this grant. And Petersburg is in great shape. We have lots of districts are wanting to use our grant and how we are doing the work already on the grant and model after us, so that's very encouraging. But we were confirmed on Friday that we have received year two of the grant. And so we will be able to continue this work in the next school year, 26-27, and hopefully we'll be able to keep this as it is a 5-year grant with conditions applied. I'm really excited for your all's involvement, and I would be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
When you talked about the website mm-hmm. and the access for parents, especially those of young readers, is that live now?
It is not live. We hope it will be live next week.
Okay.
We're waiting on the graphics, but we have the resources ready. They're attached and ready to go. And so, yeah, and a lot of this will take them. Our state has a really great website. DEED has a great website, even for early childhood education, where it has videos and different lessons that are for ages 3 to 5. A lot of it was with music and song, but then there's even videos about pronunciation of the letter sounds and why we use a sounds first approach. And so there's going to be links that they can click to get to those, and then also some resources and things they can print and do at home. And that will be hopefully next week. You'll see it go up. Yeah.
Have you been able to already talk to some of the preschools in town? Like they're kind of aware that this is a potential resource?
Yes, so some of them we've had a meeting. We've kind of been working with getting our preschool up and running, which is another piece of this. So meeting with TS Gold and some of the assessment pieces that we're gonna use. And then Kari and I have met several times from the library, and so the plan now is to get into the preschools. So yes, We went in and did a screener at the end of the year in May and mentioned that we would like to start coming in, but that's a relationship that is ongoing and we need to work on a lot more this week especially. Thank you for asking that.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
For coming and letting us know about it. All right, next we'll move on to any correspondence?
None.
Okay, we'll move on to comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items. Seeing none, comments from the audience related to agenda items. Okay, comments from board members? I was going to say something at the end of the meeting, but this is our last meeting with Nicole, which is very sad. Oh, there is? Okay. Well, I'll wait then.
Okay.
I look at my abbreviated one. And then Okay, we'll move on. Next, we'll move to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Katie. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Mark, could you please call the roll?
One question.
Sorry. No, please go ahead.
Because we had approved, like, now they can move the money back and forth. Mm-hmm. That is for investment. I couldn't find that. Is it?
She reports quarterly, I think is what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah. Mark, would you please call the roll?
Yep. Kari Peterson?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgreen?
Yes.
Nicole Olson?
Yes.
Katie Holman?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Next, we'll move on to our administrative reports. Hopefully you had a chance to read Superintendent Haler's report in our board packet. But next, we'll move on to our principal's report for the elementary school. Principal Kahn, welcome.
I will just give some shout outs to Katie Holman. Thank you for coming over and hanging with our guys during lunch and recess and just having some fun playing around. All the parents and families and the community members. And then Sam, Mr. Bungie, gosh, that guy, I tell you, he's come back for a couple weeks, but now he's going off to France. So he's had a wonderful time and he's gonna come back with more information and more pictures to show. And then our high school tutors and the presence of males down there. It's really enlightening to have that and to have it in the elementary school. And I go down the hall and there's male tutors that are reading with our kids. And so it's pretty exciting. And they, you know, also Jill Linhart has started the child development course. And so next Wednesday is our first week where they come in and they are gonna do some observations and they're taking that course for credits. So pretty exciting. And that's it, that's all the information that I have for you tonight, unless you had questions on my report.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, next we'll move on to middle school, high school. Principal's report, Principal King.
Good evening. I don't have a whole lot to add. I just wanted to point out a few things that are coming up. The social studies curriculum, we have not started that up. We will start that up shortly. Our start this year has been really, actually relatively smooth, but there's been a lot of things going on within the school day that are related to getting things rolling. And we have, of course, those assemblies coming up in the next 2 days with Katie Greer on the cyber safety. And we welcome anyone to drop in and listen in. And then, of course, there's the evenings for the evening meeting for the community and parents. Other than that, the one thing I want to note is that our count at the school is actually sizably up from projections. We're at about 270 students between the two schools right at the moment, which I think we were projecting somewhere around 245. So we will take that. That's good for us. So. Any questions?
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we had an activities report from Mr. Cabral in our packet, and hopefully had a chance to read that. Oh, you're here.
I was hiding back there.
I was
you're good. Yeah, they're good. Yes, we are getting the stream ready for swim meet this weekend, so that's what we were doing in between. Yeah. Yeah, that's the report. It's going to get crazy busy here shortly. For those listening online that did not attend the middle school informational meeting, middle school basketball and cheer starts October 2nd. And that's online as well on the website. We did give out free prizes if you did attend the meeting, which was great. We gave out gift cards and $1,000 for Hammered Week on groceries. No, we didn't. We gave out some t-shirts and stuff. It was pretty cool. We did give out, though, 2 free passes to every home event. So if you showed up and sacrificed your night, it was great. Now we'll have more people show up. No, just kidding. But first off, thank you to everyone who helped out with the middle school cross country meet. That was super fun. The weather held off the course. We had to adjust. It worked great. It was superb, and it was really, really, really fun. It was great that was a lot of their first meets. If you were there, you noticed that we had to call some over to the finish line. It was great. It was really good. And then we have which is not on there because we just decided Sunday night. We are having a makeshift time trial tomorrow with Wrangell High School Cross Country coming over. We have moved it to 5:30 start time at Sandy Beach. We're going to use our Sandy Beach course because we had to make sure there weren't a whole lot of dump trucks using that back road with all the rock movement. So we coordinated all of that, and I think we got it. And we already walked the course today. We got a little puddle we need to fix, and then that's it. And we're going to run them at 5:30 and give our kids a chance to run in front of their families since we alternate with Wrangell year by year when we host. So Wrangell's gonna come over, gonna run. Might be rainy.
High school and high school?
Just high school. Yeah, high school. They're gonna run a 5K okay. on this one. So weather permitting, because we're looking, watching the forecast for water for tomorrow. So yeah. It's wet. And then kudos to the robotics kids. It was great keeping in contact with them when they were over in Boston. And then yesterday and today were the first 2 days for middle school robotics. That program has tripled on how many bodies showed up. So very, very good turnout. Those boys did a fantastic job, and great mentorship at their first meeting. It was really cool to see him talk to the middle school kids too. And they're just out of middle school, so they grew up. They're not young ones anymore. But yeah, that's it. Questions?
Are we hosting any region events this year?
No. Last year was our big 2. Mm-hmm. Yes. Next year, I have to go look at my rotation. Yeah. Next year we might have a couple. Yes.
And swimming this weekend.
Senior weekend.
Appreciation.
Saturday.
Recognition, I should say.
Yeah, senior recognition Saturday. I'm going to guess a time.
Three.
Three is my guess.
For
timers.
Support.
Timers. Okay. That's the biggest one.
And you don't need any experience to be a volunteer for that.
No, we will train you on site. Yes.
Like good volunteer hours.
Yes, we have a lot of students that got back to me today on a mass email that I sent all of them. So it was really good feedback. Yep, and we do have some new teachers who will be joining us on deck. It might be the place to be if it's raining outside. So as long as your thumbs can work on start-stop, we're good. We do have a large amount of swimmers coming. I think our last total was 165.
Wow.
So yeah, it's going to be great. That's it. Questions? No?
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Next, we'll move on to our special education test coordinator, Ms. Fry. Welcome.
Good evening. On the special education side, our specialists are starting to arrive. So our speech and language pathologist is here in town. And something new this year is we're going through our kindergarten students and just doing some early screening on those speech so we can identify deficits early and start those interventions as soon as possible. And then our occupational therapist, our physical therapist, and our school psychologist will be coming to town shortly after so we can start those reevaluations and those assessments just to get the year started to make sure we're getting our students the services that they need. As far as the district test coordinator side, we do have our AK Star and AK Science reports, and so I'll go over a PowerPoint on that. We have already started our beginning year testing with our measures of academic progress, which is our NWAA contract, and our M class with the DIBELS, and also our math screener that was talked a little bit about. At the high school level, we are continuing to assess our sophomores and now our juniors that are not at that 50th percentile for proficiency, which is kind of like that minimum grade level that we're looking for, because we're using that data to still guide and inform instruction, especially for those students that we're still working on building those foundational skills that are needed. So sophomores and juniors are in reading and math, not the language arts, will continue to be assessed as we're continuing to use that data to inform teachers on how and where to do those interventions. And then as far as the AK Star results going to families, the elementary school will have those results and will be handed out during conferences. If a parent or a family is unable to attend that conference, then those will be emailed and then a hard copy mailed, because we're coming up on the due date for when those need to be at families. So that will be happening at the conferences. For our secondary students, that will be coming in the mail. And now we have our slideshow presentation. Nope, I don't.
No, it's later on the agenda.
Yeah, never mind.
Sorry.
I'll be back for that.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
All right.
Any questions for
oh.
on that? No. Okay, thank
Great.
You.
Great, thank you.
Next, we have the Director of Facility and Maintenance report, which is Aaron.
He's not here.
Okay, we did get a written report, so hopefully you had were able to review that and read it, as well as our Director of Technology was also a written report, and our food service report. Next, we'll move on to committee reports, still kind of early in the year, so probably crisis. Did you guys meet from?
We had a meeting with Chief Kerr after the situation,
mm-hmm.
which a few of us were at, along with different community members and stakeholders. And interested parties, and just kind of debriefing that situation and trying to figure out a strategy moving forward for a community kind of notification
mm-hmm.
system. Sounds like we're exploring some options with like Guard 911 and those apps that the school is using along with PMC. So I'm trying to explore those options to see if other entities can get in on those systems to more quickly alert one another when we're having situations within our own space that may impact other organizations. So, good meeting. Definitely appreciate Chief Kerr's time during that really busy week coming in. And Randy was also there, so
mm-hmm.
appreciate having him drop in as well.
Thank you. Curriculum, sounds like you guys might be getting going with
I guess
social
we're getting
studies
going.
At some point soon.
I don't know when, though. Hopefully Brad will email me. Hopefully not on a Wednesday.
Okay. Facilities, probably?
We haven't met, no.
Yeah.
I think they're cruising right along, but Mr. King had an update there. It sounds like the break room is coming along nicely.
We hope so.
It will go peak after the meeting. Okay. Legislature is not convened, but I'm kind of curious what will happen this fall as they meet with the funding for or the task force that was designed for funding education, so that'll be interesting to watch over as we get into the fall. We don't have any negotiations. Carrie is excused and off, not available for the board meeting this month, but she looks like they had been working hard with policy because we've got plenty of policies to review at this meeting. And then technology, Kari, probably not too much, yeah. And wellness, seems like you guys ended the year with a meeting, so probably don't have anything
mm-hmm.
recently, okay. Next, we'll move on to special recognition. This was my intent earlier, was Nicole is not running for re-election, and we have certainly appreciated your time and effort and input, and just volunteering hours and hours of working with us, as well as doing what's best for kids, which is always the goal, and so we just wanted to give you a thank you for serving on the board.
Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope that I'll be able to make the time to come back, and yeah, it's
We're gonna,
been great.
We might hold you to that.
Yeah, I'm not putting anything
it's
in writing
been said
yet.
Publicly.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's been great.
So for those that are listening, we do not have anybody that is running or even has stepped forward to do write-in. So after the election, we will have a vacancy that if you are interested in serving on the board, you can do, we'll open it up for letters to, you would submit a letter to the board through the district office, and we would meet at some point once we have either one or more candidates that would be interested in serving on the board. So that will be done sometime in October, hopefully. Okay, next we'll move on to old business. There isn't any, so we'll move on to new business. There were quite a few board policies that were and updates to even existing board policies that the Association of Alaska School Boards recommended. So the policy committee met on September 10th to review a collection of policies recommended for updates from AASB, as well as the finance director, Shannon Baird, and hopefully you had a chance to read the updates. and go through them. If anybody had any questions about specific ones, this was a nice little worksheet, but also going through.
Do you want to make a motion, sir?
Yes, sorry. I'll make a motion to approve the list of board policies and AR updates as in our packet in its first reading. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Nicole. Now we can have a discussion, sorry. So hopefully you had a chance to look through them. ARs are really more for our information than anything. We don't actually vote on ARs. It's board policy changes, but it's good to know what those AR changes are in terms of instituting the policy change. So we talked a little bit on the air this morning or this afternoon on the residency and remote work, since that's a new one. And
if you want me to pull any up, just
just let me know if anybody's interested in discussing any of them.
Basically, it describes how someone could get into a contract with us as a remote worker. And just a note, it is not for someone who would be doing like long-term work or short-term work away, like at their home. So it would be something specific, like a lot of districts are not able to find a finance director within their small towns, and so they contract with somebody that's in Anchorage, and it's that sort of remote work versus having one of our teachers go home for a couple of months and work from home sort of thing.
And I know we've had that, at least I had conversations with prior superintendent, that if we couldn't fill a specific position, that we might be in a position where we would have to hire a teacher to teach a certain subject because we didn't have someone local to do it. And this would be a policy then that would outline how that's established and how the employee is works.
The only one I was kind of confused on was the charter school. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
So there's the big 25-page one. Yeah. So it's being rewritten as that right there, right?
Correct. That goes with the state statute, since there was how charter schools would be established, and then this is our policy to reflect that. Would be the new policy to reflect it. We had two policies. They're telling us to get rid of those and put in this, since this would cover what the state statute is requiring of
and
us.
What I'm reading in what I'm reading in this is that you still have to be approved by the local school
mm-hmm.
board to be a charter school,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot be religious entity.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I thought I was reading there.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to.
There was the debate last year was whether charter schools had to be under school districts, whether they needed to report to the state and bypass, and that was a big deal.
The state's been trying to bypass.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. That's what the governor wanted. Whereas local school districts were advocating for no, there still are students in our community that they should be, they're getting funding, should get oversight by
the
local school district.
That was unclear to me is, mm-hmm. as I was reading it, because it said that charter schools would be exempt from the schedule. Oh, the curriculum, the programs,
mm-hmm.
the schedule. So do charter schools have to, because they're still part of, they're publicly funded, yes.
But they have a lot of leeway that the regular public school doesn't have.
Whereas our students have to meet a certain amount of days and attendance. That doesn't apply to a charter school? I couldn't tell from reading that.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure it's under statute what they have to do. It's more of this policy is specifying more what we have to do.
Yeah.
If someone came forward and wanted to put a charter school in here and develop a charter school, there aren't that many. I don't even know if Juneau has one. Ketchikan has one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the only one I'm aware of. Maybe there's more. I don't know if we know Southeast Alaska, so there aren't a whole lot. And
yeah.
I know that they do have some leeway that the, I guess I say regular public school doesn't have.
Yeah,
so.
But there's still public funds and they're
mm-hmm.
still, they still are accountable to the school
board.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So some of our, yeah, that board policy and then a couple others are really dictated by current statute, and AASB has developed them for us, so we don't have to write the policy to make sure we're legal and not breaking any rules. So is there any other ones that we're wanting to kind of pull apart or look at more carefully, or is everybody comfortable with the edits?
Can we look at just the class size change?
Yeah, that one's interesting. That one. We need that, but
pretty vague.
Mm-hmm. It's
target average.
And that, again, state statute. Yeah, there's a state statute that came down on the class sizes, which I thought was interesting that our governor wanted that, but was unwilling to give more money. So you try and get a smaller classroom, that means you have to hire someone, or you have to provide even a space. Even if you had the people, but not the space, you've got to find the space. All of that costs money, yet unwilling to give more money when he's going to put down. I mean, I don't disagree with trying to limit class sizes. It was just interesting. It's like, oh, I'm going to tell you, you have to limit class sizes without any money.
Well, I thought 30 seventh graders would curl my hair for sure. But this is a target average class size, so it's not necessarily
the cap. That's true. It could be more than that.
Right. I just, that's what I was wanting.
We're well below that, especially in the 7th through 12, and then I think pre-3 through 6th grade, sometimes you might hover right around in the low 20s, but I don't know. I think I've seen it at 24, 25 at one point, but it's never been substantially, much higher than that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So another one that we just needed to adopt because of statute. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions or comments, or want to pull any of them specifically? Okay. Hearing none. Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the list of board policies and AR updates in the first reading. Mara, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Nicole Olson?
Yes.
Katie Holmland?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Cori Peterson?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Cindy, welcome back. She's going, our test coordinator, Cindy Fry, will present the AK Star 2025 results.
Yeah, and actually go to slide 2, because I realize that says 24, not 25. So these are the 25 results. So here's our kind of broad view when we look at our district based on those scores. So you can see that we still have students that are in the need support area, that are approaching proficiency with the yellow, that are proficient, and that advanced scores. So we do have a nice kind of color spectrum for that. And we're seeing where those red and yellows become really less, then we have to just what happens in the classes themselves, kind of within the student population and how that changes. If we go to the next slide, really the exciting part, if we look at this, is this is kind of the quadrant chart, and we want our students in that high achievement and high growth area. And you can center, we're kind of always moving that direction. So this is just broad Stedman, and those are the different classes that are indicated there. And we're looking at the growth in reading itself is at the 49th percentile for that growth distribution, and then 52nd from winter to spring. And so that's exciting to see that the minimum is kind of to stay on point for progress is at the 50th percentile. So we really want to see that over, because that means we're catching up or making gains across all those areas. So that's good news there. If we go to the next slide, this is our language arts component. And once again, you can see that we are constantly moving into that to that growth area for all those different grade levels broadly when we look at Stedman. In the area of middle school, if you go to the next slide, middle school is also, we've even pushed up even higher into that growth quadrant of achievement and growth, where we want our students to be. And those percentiles are 59th percentile and 64th when we do that comparison. So our students are then not just staying the status quo, they're actually growing in their skills and moving up in their skills according to their grade level. So we're bringing up all the students into those higher growth measures, which is where we want to see them be. On the next slide is our language arts for our for our middle school there. And once again, 52nd percentile and 61. So once again, our classes are constantly kind of moving towards that trajectory, which is showing that our instruction in the classrooms is really working and students are gaining skills. And the same thing for math. We look at math. Sorry, I'm trying to find my own slide now because I've got it spanned out so I can see those percentiles.
I see math.
Oh,
for middle school.
Oh, how did I miss math for middle school? All right. Well, let's talk language arts there. I think we talked about that. Let's go to reading for high school then. 56th percentile and 62nd. We do have our lower grouping there because we're continuing to monitor last year as those sophomores. So the sophomores are included in that, but our ninth graders were moving up to that higher achievement and higher growth area. And the same thing in the area of language arts. And I will get that math score for you guys in the future. Sorry about that. So language arts, we're looking at 54th percentile and 63rd. So. If we go to the next slide, that is our area for math across the board. So before it was more of our reading and language arts, and now we're looking at math, and our students are once again making those gains as we look across that broad area of where they're standing. So all of our RTI is happening for our students who are in the need support and approaching proficient categories. All right, we're gonna see Stedman math again, because I got it in bulk. On the next slide, once it loads up, we're looking at the 61st percentile and then winter to spring went down to the 45, but our spring achievement was at 56, but our overall growth was in that 61st percentile. So our students are definitely, once again, pushing into that high achievement, high growth category. In the middle school, here's where our middle school's at. Once again, they're all in that upper quadrant with our growth at the 61st there too. And then our high school, which is our last one, which also, like I said, includes those sophomores that we're continuing to measure. And so we're looking that 46th percentile overall, because we're talking about some of those struggling learners, so that impacts our growth measure. But we're continuing to do some RTI and we're continuing to monitor. So now, like I said before, we're monitoring our sophomores and now our juniors. And if those students still are looking at reaching proficiency, we'll continue to monitor them next year as seniors, because we're using that data to inform instruction. But those only those students that are below that 50th percentile. All right, any questions about the AK Star results and where we're focusing on growth for our students? If we look at science, it's comparing, this is the overall for fifth grade and where we compare to our school and then the state on those numbers. So if we look at that proficiency level, we had 42 or almost 43% that were at proficiency or advanced in the area of science for our fifth graders. If we go up to our middle school, that increases with that focus of instruction at that level. And let's put my glasses on. Where we're looking at 73.5% are in that proficient or advanced category at eighth grade. So those are really strong scores in the area of science. And then our 10th graders, we're looking at that at almost 50%. It's like 48.3% that are in that proficient and advanced category for our 10th grade students. So our science scores are, by comparison to the state, we're quite high and we're doing really well. So our students are getting some really great science foundations and applications. So kudos to our teaching staff and science. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll move on to, this is informational, the GASB 101. Hopefully you had a chance to read it over, but the implementation of GASB 101 will increase the liabilities stated on Petersburg School District's financial statements and decreasing its overall net position. Additionally, it has increased the workload on our finance staff at the district, but does not require significant change to our accounting policies or procedures. I don't know if you had a chance to look that over or not. It was sort of interesting to see, just to read through this, how the dealing with, you know, each of our staff can carry over so many personal days from one year to the next, as well as sick leave. If they weren't able to use, or you know, didn't need to use it, and that how you keep track of that. I don't know if you guys had any questions about that. Of course, Shannon's not here.
Well, now we have to claim it as a liability.
Right.
That's the thing. That's, like, aside from just keeping track, which we have in our software, and teachers are able to use time from long ago, now it has to be reported. So it is going to look like a net position loss for you guys on your finances, because you have to claim that liability as if you will one day pay it all out. Mm-hmm. And she pronounces it GASB 101, just
okay,
so you
know. That's what I thought, but I was like, I think I remember her talking about it when I was in the office one day, GASB.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't want to butcher that one just in case.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess once we look at when start on the financial statements, then we'll be able to see it there. But it's it is, yeah, I can see why they would want you to account for it, because it is still something that would have to be paid out in the event someone needed to use it or wanted to use it, if it's just a regular personal day. Okay, any other question or any questions on that? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to additional comments from board members. Okay, hearing none, we'll come. Oh, sorry, go ahead. No, Carmen, please do.
There's a meeting on the 29th. About safety, I forget where.
Oh, for the emergency procedures and planning, right?
Yeah. Are you going to that?
Was I actually invited to that? Yeah? Oh, I don't know if I can go that day or not. I'll double check. I'll reread the email. Yeah, because we're hopefully revamping some of our emergency procedures and plans.
Yeah. Would it be okay if I went to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. We wouldn't be a quorum until 3, so
yeah.
If you wanted to attend, yeah.
Okay.
Or if more than one of us wants to attend, then we just need to notify the public that there might be more than, we might be a quorum at a meeting that is unrelated to anything that we're voting on, but just to let the public notify, it's possible that there would be a quorum there.
Oh, I do have it on my calendar already, too.
What time is it?
I might not have that part. Oh, 3:15 to 4:45 is what I have on here. I might be able to make that one because it's on a Monday.
Oh. Okay.
But yes, you should also come.
Okay. That is my day off, so I can come.
Yeah, use your day off.
Come volunteer.
Yeah.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Upcoming dates and meeting announcements. Again, we'll do a shout out to our academic and activities calendar. It can be viewed on the school website, but also on the school app. So I encourage you to check that out as well. And then future agenda items. We'll have the board policies that we passed in first reading. We'll have those again and have a public hearing for anybody from the community, as well as just from the community if they have any input. But as I said earlier today on Campus Connections, if they read them and have any questions or concerns, they can certainly contact one of the board members. Prior to that, our email as well as phone numbers are on the district website. Any other future agenda items that we can think of off the top of our head? Maybe not. Okay. Other new business? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded by
last
Nicole.
It's her last second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Have a good evening.